2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
The podcast.
It is.
Hello.
Here we are.
So we have an idea for today's podcast. We're just going to sit here and stare at each other.
Yeah, just like this.
Should we play that game where who breaks first?
Yeah.
Can we do that? I'm terrible at that. I always break first.
This is stupid. We can't do this.
I hate when your eyes start tearing and you're like.
Yeah. I think that's the problem. I think I'm at an unfair disadvantage, I should say, because my eyes are so big that there's more surface area. So they water more quickly because the cold air hits more of it. So
Is this true?
Yeah, it's true. I'm telling you. As soon as I walk outside, it's like automatic tears.
Oh,
staring at eating and talking. What do you want
to
tell
We still
them?
Have several thousand people that listen to the podcast as opposed to watching it. So the staring contest is not going to go over well for that crowd.
He just said we're not doing
it. Yeah.
Hello.
Lady.
Also,
hey. What were you eating that you weren't paying attention?
Onions. It's like onions.
Scary is eating leftovers. And he said, I said, what are you eating? He said, leftovers. And then Scotty B goes, that's gross, dude.
So I left a cheese and salami appetizer tray in the fridge. And I'm like, oh, great.
Someone?
Not, someone?
It's just mystery meat?
Not mystery meat. It was part of yesterday's celebration of the essential workers here.
Right.
And, it was covered.
But the problem is, you're trailing onions throughout the hallways and the studios. Oh. It is just trailing behind you.
Wait, the smell?
Yes.
Oh, the smell, or he's dropping onions?
No,
I don't miss that. I don't miss that.
Ugh. But wait, Skier, so everybody had their way with that meat tray yesterday and like fingered the cheese and the crackers and then they went and put it in the fridge and you're just hollering at it today?
Uh-huh. There was a spoon in it.
Gandhi. Don't you love when they finger your cheese? It's just so fantastic.
You guys get so grossed out by so the simplest things.
You don't get grossed out at all.
Yeah.
And take this from the guy who ate a pizza out of a New York City trash can. And you do stuff that's worse than that.
But to be honest, Scary is rarely sick.
Yeah.
So maybe he's onto something.
I've collected these germs and viruses over the years, Danielle. There's so much bacteria.
Collected.
I really have. I think
the
I'm
more
okay.
Dirt.
He just gives it to all of us. He's fortified, but the rest of us fall.
I have never seen Scary not eat something that comes in here. Ever. Whatever it is, he'll try it.
I'll try it.
So on the other hand, Scary never gets sick, but then he'll sneeze and throw out his back. So, I mean, it's a, take the good with the bad. He was dancing to jump around, and he threw out, his back that one time. So,
yeah.
Scary. Well, okay, so the staring contest won't work.
All right, can I show you my bill from Con Edison? Can you tell me if this is high?
We'll cover up all the essential codes and things.
I don't think. Okay,
Just tell us. What is it?
Yeah, just tell us how much.
Just tell us.
Oh, you can't even see
it.
Just tell us the last four of your social.
$404.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Thank you.
For a month?
For
a month.
From Con Edison.
Wow.
Con Edison. Well,
I'm not faulting them.
Well,
you should.
Hold on. What do you have that's electricity? I mean, is your AC it's electric?
The AC is electric, and then, we've got it's our gas as well, and somebody I live with is running it at 72 degrees.
Then why are you questioning this? This is a house. So you're finally living in your own house, and so you got to pay your own house bills.
Yes.
It is high. I mean, I know I'm in a different area than you, but our water, sewage, our lawn sprinklers, our gas, and our electricity is $240 a month.
Wow.
Wow.
Really?
It is cheaper there. You got to keep in mind, in the Northeast, especially up here in Westchester County where he is, it's expensive. You pay for it up here.
Yeah.
It is expensive.
In high school, this is what I wish they would teach us in high school.
Yeah.
Just like the simple things like this, because you get thrown into the world and Nate gets a $400 bill for the first time.
You were taught this at home and your dad said, what do you think, I own Con Edison?
Right.
With your parents?
Turn off a fucking light.
Right.
That was your...
I go through, I'm turning lights off. She left the vanity light on the other day. I go, this costs money. Like, I could put a meter on.
Let me ask you this. Nate, do you have incandescent bulbs or LED bulbs in your house?
Oh, gosh, this is so boring.
The LED is cheaper, right?
Yeah, the LED, it burns very, very little wattage, and it allows your bill to be cheaper.
Yeah, so I've made an edict I think you can make one where I wrote one. I don't know. That when we do the renovations, all LED.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to pay for it. And then I bought her slippers. I'm like, you got to just wear these around the house. I don't care if your feet are cold.
I think of slippers as being like an old lady thing.
No, I have slippers. I love my slippers.
Look what you're living with.
Well, you're an old lady.
I'm not an old lady. Shut up.
You obviously are. You're wearing slippers.
I have so many different kinds of slippers. I have slippers that look like Jack Skellington.
You're not helping yourself, Danielle.
You're older than
ever. I think moms have to wear slippers. They have to, because what else are you going to throw at your kid when they're misbehaving?
That is true.
You know what? Nate's funny. Speaking about power bills, last night we drove through a neighborhood that had tons of Christmas lights, hundreds, thousands of them.
Beautiful. You sent videos. Gorgeous.
I posted it on my social media. And so while we're driving, Lisa and Caden are just admiring how beautiful it is. And I said, imagine how much these people's power bill must be this month. Lisa's like, what is wrong with you? She's like, only a dad would say that. No, I just thought like their power bill's got to go through the roof. Somebody's got to power all this stuff.
It is something a dad would say. It's also something a person would say if they pay the power bill.
Right. Exactly.
There's that. Hey, look, it's no fun adulting. You go back to live in an apartment somewhere. Let someone else take care of like all the.
Yeah, I got a really low bill, dude. My shit don't go past $50 a month at PSE&G.
You don't do anything.
Well, exactly.
By yourself.
The lights are off. I live by myself.
Well, Scary, you're never home. You're always out being a super spreader with the vid.
That's why your power bills won't. I don't watch TV.
Well, yeah, that too.
So, random questions. Here we go. What's not as bad as everyone says? I say anal sex.
What?
What about you, Gandhi?
I might be unpopular. I think getting the COVID swab is not as bad as a lot of people have made it out to be. I think it's fine. Your eyes water for a second and you move on.
Pineapple pizza.
Ew. I love pineapple pizza.
With pineapple and ham, right? The Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, the Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, you
occasional hemorrhoids.
The kitchen.
Occasional hemorrhoids?
Yeah, those aren't that bad. They're not as bad as, you know. They're okay. They go away.
That sounds terrible.
Okay, what is as bad as everyone says? I say Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah.
No. So messed up.
And hemorrhoids. Occasional hemorrhoid. I don't want a hemorrhoid ever.
Brain surgery is as bad as you think it is. It's not good. It's not fun. Right. There's nothing fucking good about it.
I believe you.
Danielle, this is for you. Where's the weirdest place you've ever slept? Because you're famous for sleeping anywhere and everywhere.
The weirdest place I've ever slept? Under my desk at work, probably.
Yes.
I crawled under there. Yeah,
When's the last time you did that?
Oh, it's been years, but I crawled under there back in the day to take a nap so nobody could find me.
Relatable.
Under the desk.
Until someone sits down and kicks you.
That's the problem, yeah.
Yep. See, I think it's weirder to sleep on an airplane like you always do.
Oh,
really?
Let me tell you, I can sleep through turbulence. It rocks me to sleep. I don't know what's wrong with me, but from the perspective
of us watching you, you are basically on stage in the middle of an airplane filled with people doing this.
Yep. I am. I don't care.
You don't get that anymore. She has a mask on.
I know,
but
that's right. That's right. Now we'll have a mask on.
The best part about it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. No more funny pictures, Scary. Me sleeping with my mouth open.
I miss those days.
What is the best bad news you got after an ex, about an ex, after you broke up with him?
Oh, I know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it was in regards to me that someone came to me and said, hey, now that you've broken up with him, you should know every night we were dropping him off at different girls' houses and he was hooking up with them while you were with him.
Oh.
I'm like, you waited till after I broke up with him to tell me that? Thanks, asshole.
I have one with a friend I broke up with. She and I got into an argument about all kinds of stuff. But one of the things was the guy that she was dating, who I kept telling her was a terrible human being. And after her and I stopped being friends, we all found out, and she found out, that he had pretty much done what Danielle's ex did, which was cheat on her with every single person on the planet. Ugh. So I was like, I knew it. I told you this.
I love this random questions list I have. I don't know when this came out, but I'll just read this. What's the craziest thing you've done in 2018 so far?
2018!
Let's think about it.
Mine was moved to New York. That's what I did in 2018.
God, it's been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I still feel like the new kid all the time, and it's at this point been years. So, yeah.
You basically are still the new kid.
Yeah.
All right. I've done my part with random questions. Your turn.
Okay.
I have random questions. I have random questions. Would you wear a monitor that beeps when you're lying or beeps when you're attracted to someone?
Oof. Attracted to someone.
Yeah, attracted.
I wouldn't wear a monitor.
You have to. That's the game.
Like, no, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do.
But, I love that. I love when we're playing the Would You Rather game and someone says, I would rather neither. I'm not playing this anymore.
Right. It's like, that's not the game, jackass. You have to do one or the other.
Too bad.
No, I'll play. I'm not going to wear a monitor. What else?
All right. Be able to erase people's memory or predict their future.
Oh.
Both.
Damn you.
You're that guy.
I think predict the future.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you can help avoid, like, you know, them getting into an accident or something bad happening to them, that would be kind of cool.
Wait a minute. I was thinking about... Yeah, you can't predict someone's future and change it. The whole point is it's their
Why
future.
Why not? Maybe you
because
can't.
Because it's their future. You right. cannot, but you can't change
but
their
if you,
future.
But if you know they're going to get into a car accident or something, then you can say, hey, this is the day. Don't go in a car that day. Why can't you do that?
That's not their future, then.
That's not their future, then.
Well, yeah.
But if the piano does fall on their head, then you can erase their memory, though. So
they're dead. Well,
they're dead.
Right. I didn't say anything of them being dead. All right. Your fingers always.
Worst game ever.
You're making your own rules as you go. Your fingers always feel sticky, or your throat always feels itchy.
They both do all the time, anyway.
You should see a doctor. Seriously. Appear as a guest on your favorite TV show or have lifetime backstage passes to any concert you attend.
Oh, backstage.
TV show.
Yeah.
TV show.
On the
TV
Sunday show. Concert.
Yeah, TV show.
You've all backstage been backstage.
Sucks. I know.
Backstage sucks.
Backstage is the worst.
Yeah, I know, but like concerts that I want to go to would be different, not ones that I'm forced to go to. There's a big difference.
Would you rather be in the audience to watch the concert? This is the worst game ever.
Okay,
keep
I'm
going.
Done then. I did
no,
my
keep
thing.
Going.
I didn't know
keep
I did
going,
my no,
keep,
I,
going, keep,
oh, keep going.
Oh, Scotty B's got a question.
No, I don't have a question. I just wanted to show you something really awesome, but it has
oh,
nothing
we go.
To any
oh.
of us. What? No.
Does it have to do with poop?
Or something?
No, it has to do. Well, it could be. It will be poop after you eat it. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Look, it's brand new cereal.
Oh,
chocolate.
Chocolate Eggo?
Yeah. What is that
I'm
face
in.
For? I think it's going to be
never,
delicious.
I've never had chocolate Eggos before. Have you? Is there
me
such
neither.
A thing?
Hand no, jam and eat it right now. Taste test.
Oh, look at Nate yawning. He's bored.
Sorry, back to you.
Tired. I'm not bored. I'm exhausted. I was up at 1:55.
Why?
Did you try going back to sleep or no?
I tried. I dozed off right before my alarm went off, and then I slept through my alarm. I'm exhausted. So sorry, Scotty. I won't
that's
be right. able to hang right. with you tonight.
Come on, no worries. Come on, Garrett. Ask more questions.
Well, fine, here we go. If you insist, I mean, have the most embarrassing photos posted on social media, or accidentally fall in public and the video go viral?
Fall.
Yep.
I can laugh at myself. I'm good.
Me too.
I know all of his answer. It's neither.
Care.
So.
No. I'll fall.
Have no eyebrows or an extra finger.
Extra finger.
Oh, extra finger for sure.
Really? No eyebrows?
No.
You look surprised all the time.
Yeah.
Take cold showers for the rest of your life or never get more than 4 hours of sleep a night ever again.
We already do that second
We're already
part.
Doing that.
Yeah. Already do that.
We'll take that one.
So warm showers and the same amount of sleep.
Well, here we go. Fart in an elevator full of strangers or belch loudly while giving an important presentation at work.
Fart. Oh, belch.
No, I'd rather fart in an elevator full of strangers. I'd do that anyways.
I do that all the time.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is the fart quiet?
Oh, did I
it's a fart. You. A fart is a fart is a fart.
If it's quiet, I'll do it because no one will know.
Right.
Yeah. Garrett, I told you so, what I've been you're, doing, you're right? getting so at the end of your rope with us.
Well, because everybody makes their rules up as we go. It's a simple question. Everybody
he's
wants
trying.
To break down the science of the rules of the game.
Tell us before what? You decide.
Is this how you are as a dad?
Well, no. You know what this is reminding me of? Monopoly. Like, I'm about to flip this board right now and just walk away from the table.
Wow.
It's a good thing we're out of time.
Look, Nate just yawned again.
Yeah, I think that means the podcast is over.
Well, tomorrow is going to be the last podcast of the year, so we got to plan ahead and make it the best one ever, don't you think?
Yeah, Scary, why don't you contribute?
Plan, Scary.
Yeah, you plan tomorrow, Scary. You're in charge.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah. The 15-Minute Morning Show.